Welcome to Business Mentorship, Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Rose Barroso, who's a luxury home builder recognized by her peers for excellence in the industry and believes in the power of beautiful, functional interiors. Rose joins us today from Toronto. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
You know, I have to say that I'm sure our listening and viewing audience is as curious as I am as to when your light bulb moment occurred and why you decided to get into this male-dominated industry as a luxury home builder.
Yeah, well, so it's a very long story, but to trying to condense it is this. I was personally looking for a home, a family home, and we were living downtown Toronto, and of course there's no backyards, there's nothing of that nature, and I was looking for something. I couldn't find anything. So one day I got home and I said to my husband, you know what, if I can't find something, why can't I build it? And I'll build it the way I want to build it. He thought it was quite funny. And he says, oh my God, don't you have enough on your plate? Well, yeah, but still I want to do this. So I did find a lot. Worked on with an architect on design, loved it, started falling in love with it. Of course, there were many, many hiccups on that first project. Number one, it was everybody just thought I was somebody's wife. Who's coming to the meeting next? Who are we waiting for? And you know what? It was fine for me. I didn't have a Velcro suit. I was letting everything slide off. Nobody knew me. I was okay with it. Not taking offense. But once I was finished, I was getting so many compliments that I said, wait a second. I never thought about this as a career for myself. I have double majors in languages, modern languages. So why am I doing this? But somebody saying I got something going, then have to give it a shot. So that's what I did. I gave it a shot. We bought another lot, worked again on design. I had more input. And only then did I realize the barriers that I was going to have to overcome. If I thought I was strong, I was going to have to be a lot stronger. Because in one of, I think it was my third project, I sat down with, so I had designed the kitchen I had in mind. And of course, doodles, because I'm not an AutoCAD designer. And I sat down with the fabricator and the designer, and this gentleman kept literally petting me on the hand. And yeah, I'm just saying, you really need to come back with your husband or hire a designer. And I kept looking at him and I said, wait, are you telling me you don't want to work with me? Well, no, you just don't understand. Okay. Well, that's just fine. And I left, and I left so angry that once I sat in the car, I couldn't maneuver the pedals properly. My legs were shaking violently. And I remember pulling over to the side, calling my husband, who, if you were to get to know me and see me on my site, if you think that I got a lot of spunk right now, double it, and that's maybe me. So we're yin and yang, and he's a very calm person, very positive person. And I called him and I said, this just happened. And blah, 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 it kind of just went on. And he said, wait, did you love what you designed? And I said, yes. Whose home is this? I said, mine. I said, okay, who writes the check?
Right.
Me. Because then move on. Find somebody who's okay to work with you. And that's how I said, okay, it's going to be fine. I'm going to find stepping stones, these humps and bumps along the way. And eventually it will be fine. And it was. It's been almost 20 years now. I love what I do. I'm very respected, knock on wood. But I also give out a lot of respect. I treat people as if they were all part of my family, as if their lives, their jobs really matter to me. That's how I feel. My crews, I now show up on a site, I'm just boss lady. My husband and he's like, do I call you boss lady too? I'm like, yeah, why not?
Why not?
A lot of respect. One of the things that I do when I'm pressed for time, such as right now, I'm working with a client that it's like 1 hour matters on a site.
Right.
I have no problems going up to one of my plumbers, one of my, you know, stucco guys right now. I said, I want this color. You know, are we going to be able to do this with the exterior stucco? The weather is changing. So I don't come across as a know-it-all. I learn every job. And I think when somebody is a little humble, it goes a long way. Because, you know, I don't talk to people from up here. I'm up here. You're an expert at something. I know something about something else. If we coordinate ideas, we'll come up with something spectacular. My light bulb moment was when probably 12 years ago, I had a magazine call me. It was Women's, actually have it up on my wall, Women's Post. And I thought somebody was pulling my leg. Said, we'd like to feature you. And I said, yeah, sure. And who put you up to that?
Yeah, exactly. There's lots of pranksters on those job sites.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And it took me a few weeks and my husband sitting me down one evening and saying, Rose, there's nobody pulling your leg. You do right. Something that's very different and you do it better than most men. What is the problem? And my answer was, wait, this is just a job. I'm not trying to be better than the next guy. I'm just trying to be very good at what I do because I love it. And he said, yes. And that's what the magazine wants to put out there.
Right.
You're not there to do the four walls and get a paycheck and leave. You actually care. So allow somebody to do something, right? That was my thing. And I kind of went, wait, maybe I can change somebody's mind. Maybe I can elevate somebody's career. Maybe I can inspire another woman that wants to get into this. I've spoken at a couple of colleges in Toronto, construction related, and women were astonished. And I had one professor 2 years ago come up to me and say, do you have any idea how we can get these women more motivated? I said, very easy, super easy. I have some girls on my site. They are, I don't have any plumbers. I do have a carpenter. I have painters. I'm a builder. I can bring you another builder. She's not from Toronto, but she'll come in. She's from Ottawa. And that's how you're going to motivate girls in this field, is getting other ladies to talk about it. And we're going to tell them it's not that easy. But if you love it,
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really important, and you've made a really great point, is, you know, people live by example. So if they see that you're doing a wonderful job and you've been able to make a career of 20 years in being in a male-dominated industry, then it gives them the opportunity to step outside their own comfort zone and say, if she can do it, I can do it. And I think that's really important in terms of being able to, you know, give people an opportunity to pursue their own passion. And you've mentioned, you know, you have carpenters on the site. And so, you know, someone obviously has a talent and then they're able to sort of nurture that talent and follow it into a totally different direction. So one of the things I also wanted to ask you is, you mentioned something, you obviously have a really wonderful support mechanism, whether that be your family, your friends, your husband, even the people on the job site, I'm sure that you've been working with, that you've built a relationship with. So tell us a little bit about how you kind of break that gender gap, because, you know, I think there's a lot of misnomers that we have that, you know, you're on a job site that's full of guys and you show up, but, you know, your hard hat has to be pink and, you know, your work boots have to be pink. And, you know, it makes a gender difference. It sets the stage, which I don't think is really, may have been true 20 years ago, but probably not so much now. So tell us a little, just a quick little story about how you may be able to break that gender gap. If you're a female looking to get into a male-dominated industry, how do you do that?
So I've had a couple of situations, and you do have to feel very, very comfortable in your skin, which I think I kind of second-guessed myself. Like, shouldn't. You know, somebody's telling me I'm wrong. So the thing is, you need to be confident, right?
Right.
I had a situation a couple of years ago. I was in, I think I was picking up an award, and I was sitting with a couple, and the gentleman said to me, you have to have such huge confidence in you that you're actually picking up an award for a bathroom design that it has a red bathtub. How do you do this? Where do you find this strength? And I said, well, I can tell you I do today. When I
right.
said, I just like, I gotta learn. So I'm not going to think too much outside the box. But every time you do something new, you step a little bit out and a little bit out, you get the respect. It elevates you a little more.
Right.
And you know, you have to show yourself. You don't come in and say, hey, how's it going? And no, it's a different demeanor that you have to show. You know, you can sit in the car afterwards and go, oh my God, how did that go down? You know, but that's different. That's you.
Right.
Off site, you need to show that confidence. Show it with respect, not arrogance. My support system from the beginning was my husband. Mm-hmm. He always said, I trust you. You can do it. My husband has never worked with me. I do a lot of blah, 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 blah at the end of the day until he almost falls asleep on me. That's okay. But yes, it was a guy telling me, Rose, just go and do it. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, that's so true.
Right? And as the years went by and I got more and more respect, and once again, your confidence builds up, the experience is now there. You're now speaking from other terms, from another place, from a place of experience. And I do exude confidence when I come onto a site. When I have to meet with a supplier, when I have to meet with a fabricator, I don't go in and say, hey, I'm here, let's go. No,
right.
I've done my research. I've already selected colors in my head. I've already selected. So for example, if I go into my fixture supplier, I know already one piece that I want, and everything now is going to expand from there. So it's that. So every experience you get elevates you further, gives
right.
you that confidence. For me, it's also after I had my daughter and knowing that, you know, gender equality has come a very long way.
Yes.
You know, we have women in wonderfully powerful places, and, you know, thank God for them, because I know women think differently than men, and it's great that we can all combine. But when I had my daughter, her name is Mackenzie, which is already a powerful name. When you say Mackenzie, you expect, war. So she is that. My husband says she's a carbon copy of me, and I'm thrilled for that. But I've always told my daughter, if mommy could do it 20 years ago, you can do so much more. Don't take a no from anyone if it is something you're passionate about. If you're
right.
Then listen a little and make your decisions. But I don't care if daddy tells you no, if your brother tells you no, if your boyfriend, your husband, it doesn't matter. You have mm-hmm. to want to do it. Support system will come. Support system will come if you show that you can do your job.
Right.
You may just not grow at the same pace as another male counterpart, but you'll do it in your own right. And those things
right.
are important. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that we do in our guest blog is we finish with three words of advice. And I think that what's been really interesting about our conversation today, Rose, is that we're coming from a place of empowerment and saying, you know, living by example and saying, if I can do it, you can do it. Then whether the age doesn't matter, you know, we could be looking at somebody who's perhaps has more experience than us in another industry, and yet we're giving them an opportunity to say, if you want to pivot and change direction, by all means, go right ahead. If you're passionate about that thing, whatever that is, then just follow your heart. But the three words that you mentioned in our guest blog is passion, struggles, and victories. And I thought it would be a wonderful way for us to end our discussion today by you giving us an overview of those three words.
Absolutely. So passion for me is ultimately what's going to drive you. You have to love what you do. Same thing when you pick a degree at school. You have to love it. Otherwise,
right,
it's never going to come out right. Struggles. Whether you're a woman, but in our case, this is what this discussion is about. Struggles are there. They're there when you're young, middle age, old. It doesn't matter. Struggles are there. Fight through them. It's okay to feel sad and bad and defeated sometimes. But ultimately, when you get to the end of the day, you say, listen, I'm going to take this as a punch in the stomach that I survived.
Right.
So it's going to be okay. Next time when I come across the same hurdle, I know how to deal with it slightly different. And again,
right,
this comes in. I've been here before. I know what
right,
I'm capable of taking. The victories. Oh my goodness. Oh, I cannot speak more highly of this one little word. There's a victory every day. It could be this small, it could be this big, but those victories are the catapult that brings you to the next day, that
right,
that tells you, I know why I'm doing it after all. It's okay to struggle to get to that victory. So my struggle led me here. I'm happy. I got another bruise, but a bruise doesn't last forever. The victory
right,
will stay with you for a very long time.
Well, thank you very much, Rose, for sharing that insight. I'm sure that our viewing and listening audience will have a lot of little nuggets of inspiration from our discussion today.
Oh.
And I also want to thank all of the folks who joined us today for another edition of Keeping It Real, where we introduce the person behind the logo. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck to everyone.